Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Can you believe it? It's Tuesday. Another day beckons for us to get together. No, it doesn't beckon anymore. It's just arrived. So I have some questions for you, as I usually do. One is, and this is a hard question. It may sound simple, but it's hard. I'm not sure. I don't know who can answer this question. Do you believe more in the American system of government or Donald Trump? If you were called to serve between those two fights, which one would you choose? Would you fight for Donald Trump? Or would you fight for the American system of government? Which one? 860-522-9842. Which one of those has your premier loyalty? Well, it's a tough question because I think people get confused. Listen to this rant line call. Rant line. You know the rant line number? Quick. 860- See, you can't remember. It's 751-4698. Listen to this.
Hey, Todd, you used to be good, but.
I love that.
Hey, Todd, you used to be good, but you've been going increasingly downhill.
Now, I got that far into the call, and I knew exactly what he was calling about. He thought he heard me say something, which I do from time to time, that proves that I am loyal to the United States Constitution and the U.S. system of government ahead of Donald Trump. And for a certain group of people, this is unacceptable, apparently. And I want to get your feedback on it, starting with your own loyalty. What is your, that's great. All right, listen to more.
It's pretty much better when you stick to the state subjects.
It's better when you stick to the state.
But I don't know, other than that, there's quite a few things. We don't have to get into it, but
quite a few things he doesn't like about the show, but he can't think of any of them to mention them, which is too bad, because that's what I would like to hear. I want to know exactly what's wrong with objecting to politicians and the way they behave. My main problem with any politician is when they aren't doing what's best for America. I am loyal to America, the American system of government, the American Constitution. Which one are you loyal to? 860-522-9842. Tom calling from Avon. Hi, Tom.
How are you doing? President Trump is the American way of government.
How do you mean?
I mean what President Trump supports is the American way of government.
Anything he does.
A representative republic.
Well, the American system of government is more complex than a representative republic.
That actually works.
So when he wants to give away money to people that we don't have, borrow money from China to give people checks for $2,000 instead of $600, when they should be
that's a story that's way under the.
So you see that as being the American system of government is borrowing money from China to give it to American citizens in order to influence elections.
Now, we gave up on that worrying about the money back in the 70s, I think it was, when
I didn't give up on it. I believe in the American system of government.
The government of the United States gave up on that back in the 70s when...
Well, yes, but the question is not about...
When the executive...
The question isn't about what happened in the 70s. The question is, do you believe in the American system of government, or do you believe in Donald Trump?
Would support, if he had a chance, would be the American system of government.
So you're saying he's only trying to do giveaways, acting like a Democrat.
Get off of the giveaways. That's got nothing to do with that.
Well, what is giving every American citizen $2,000? Did you get that check in the spring when it came? It just popped up in your bank account automatically? $2,400 just pops up automatically. That's not America.
I didn't get it. My wife got it.
Well, okay, maybe she bought you dinner. Tom, thank you for the phone call. 860-522-9842. You see how quickly, if you say Donald Trump and the American system of government are one and the same, I say no. He is a politician. Politicians have as their purpose winning election. That is their goal. And Donald Trump loves winning. And I don't object to this. I like that about him, how eager he is to win. But you see how quickly the two things diverge. 860-522-9842. Dan in Newington. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
What question doesn't make sense?
The opposing sides of the Trump versus the Constitution does not make any sense because they're on the same
side.
There are many politicians and several judges that don't want to defend the Constitution. Donald Trump seemingly wants to pursue every legal avenue there is to protect our world from the Biden lovers.
Well, I just gave a very specific example. There is this big relief package that just got passed, the second one now, trillions of dollars. We're already $26 trillion in debt. They've now passed two big relief packages to give away money that we don't have because we're bankrupt. To me, that's not the American system of government. The American system of government is small federal government.
I wish that were more of the case. I wish there was small federal government. I wish there was very minimal federal government. But they don't even
have
the job of protecting the United States citizens anymore.
Well, so let's go back to my question. You said it's nonsensical. I think I just proved my point that this is the essence of what all of us should be thinking about, that we don't give 100%. What?
I'm sorry. I thought you put Donald Trump against the Constitution here. And so that
I said, which one do you give your loyalty to? Will you raise your right hand and say, first and foremost, I believe in the American system of government or Donald Trump? That's all. It's a simple question.
But they're not on opposite sides. That's the problem.
All politicians do things to win elections, and most of the things they do to win elections are counter to the Constitution, especially now, because they spend money we don't have. They spend money in order to help themselves win elections. They make policy not for our best interest, not to defend the Constitution, but to win elections. That is inherent to the idea of the electoral process. They lie, they cheat, they do things behind closed doors to help them win that aren't in the best interests of defending the Constitution. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I totally agree with that.
But Donald Trump does not do things to win that might not be in the best interests of the Constitution?
Ah, now I see your opposing positions there. No, of course he's trying to win. And you gotta work within the rules you're given. But when the rules keep changing day over day, you got to keep changing your tactics also.
All right. So this is the difference between us. I don't want to rationalize this thing. We have a government now in Washington that is the exact polar opposite of what was intended. We were supposed to be the land of the free. We were supposed to have small government.
Correct.
We were supposed to have
Donald Trump for coming in and trying to take these people down. And they've succeeded in getting Trump back out of the swamp. And I don't like that.
And I agree with you on that. But between the Constitution and Donald Trump, I go with the Constitution. Because Donald Trump ultimately...
without a doubt, yes.
Okay, well,
But they're not opposing sides. Do you agree with that?
Of course they are. No, of course they're opposing sides. He's a politician. We've already agreed on this, Dan. You agreed that politicians do whatever. He's not.
Not by nature, not by trade. He sacrificed his career and money to become what we needed to help the United States citizens. And he's trying to continue to help us as best as possible.
Dan, I don't see it as helping us when he does things that Democrats do. Virtually everything Democrats do is designed to dismantle the American system of government. And when he goes along, okay, good. So you're a reasonable guy, and I like that. Thank you, Dan, for the call. It's good to talk with you. 860-522-9842. That's not hard. Oh, I want people to be realistic. Donald Trump is a politician. He's a politician I support. But there are people who want, for some reason, 100% loyalty to politicians. No, not me. My 100% goes to what the founders had as a vision, to small government, to liberty. Donald Trump is a lot of good things. He is not devoted to small government. He is not devoted to liberty. So who's battle? If I have to choose which battlefield I'm going on, that I'm going to die on, I'll die on the one for the Constitution. Donald Trump will be gone at some point in the next few years and will move on to other politicians. He is not the eternal thing here. The eternal thing is the Constitution. 860-522-9842. That's my position. What's yours? We'll take more phone calls coming up on WTIC. WTIC, it's a simple question. Loyalty, where is your loyalty, Donald Trump or the Constitution, the American system of government? I think the American system of government is a brilliant, beautiful thing that has to last. It's already been around for 240 years or so, and it's got to last us for another few at least. And Donald Trump's, 75 years old or so? I mean, he doesn't have, maybe he's got another decade or two. But we've got to last a lot longer than Donald Trump. So if Donald Trump is not the thing we believe in, I certainly don't believe in politicians. I choose the best politician at any given moment. That was Donald Trump 4 years ago. I voted for him. That was Donald Trump 2 months ago. I voted for him. Again, twice. I'm a two-timer. But people think I'm disloyal, that somehow I should get thrown off the truck, wherever the truck is going and whatever model it is, like this guy.
Hey, Todd, you used to be good, but you've been going increasingly downhill.
I've been going downhill because I believe in the American system of government. I put America first. I'm going downhill. I want to inject a little bit of logic into the conversation here, if we could. Frank in Windsor. Is that the Frank in Windsor? Oh, he hung up. Frank used to call the rant line all the time. Rant line, by the way, 860-751-4698, if you want to comment on this topic there. Bob in Newington, hi.
Hey, Todd, how are you today?
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. You asked about fighting for Donald Trump or the Constitution, and I say currently you are fighting for the Constitution if you fight for Donald Trump. I think I would rather go to bat for him than anyone would have gone to bat for Obama, as an example.
But that's a different question. No, who you vote for and who you support politically is different than the Constitution. The Constitution is a one in a, and I don't know, history. In all of history, a one-off opportunity to have a government that represents the needs of the people, the God-given rights of people, to not be commanded as subjects by their government, but to be free. And in order for us to maintain our freedom, we have to fight for the Constitution. If we go off on tangents thinking that politicians are more important than the Constitution, then we are doomed. And that's why I'm asking you this question.
Okay. Well, the other thing is that with Donald Trump, he's done more to bring peace to the country than any other president has. I mean, look at the peace.
You're changing the conversation. I didn't ask who's brought more peace. I agree with you. He's done great on international. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. And so that's Bob helped clarify what the conversation is. Donald Trump is the politician of choice right now on the national scene. Maybe a better one comes along someday. Matt calling from Bristol. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Doc. Yeah, so...
Oh, you got something funky going on with your phone line. Do you hear that?
No, I don't.
There's like some weird... You on a headset?
Better?
I don't know yet. No, there was kind of a tone thing going on. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. So, yeah, right now I'd say I'd probably fight for Trump more than the Constitution because, you know, you can't just flip a switch and going back to being a constitutional republic the way we were designed. It's so far away from that right now. You need someone like Donald. If it was the case, we wouldn't need someone like Donald Trump.
Well, I agree we can't flip a switch, but so you're saying America is lost, therefore we will just jump on the boat that's being driven by Donald Trump because that's all we've got.
Yeah, it's too far gone, so you need a fighter like him.
Well, if America no longer exists.
Well, it doesn't.
No, go ahead, man.
Not the way it was designed.
Okay.
But finish what you were saying.
It's a moot point. Why?
Because of that. Because the Constitutional Republic that you're talking about doesn't exist and it hasn't existed for a long time.
So what will you require then of Donald Trump in the new country that he's going to build for you? What is it you want him to represent?
Just fighting back to get closer back to where it was before. Back to the Constitutional Republic it was designed to be. But you can't just flip a switch and do it all at once.
Well, I understand you can't flip a switch, but you're kind of making both sides of the argument. Thank you for that, Matt. But listen, I want it to go back, and I want to start pushing it back. And I believe that it only took, really, the last 40 years for the communists who control the Democratic Party to destroy our system of government. You know, look at the destruction of Connecticut. It basically took the last four decades. They've gone from one of the most pristine states in the country to one of the most bankrupt states in the country, just so they can rig elections and rig power. And if they can do that in 40 years, why can't we bring it back? Why can't we get the ball rolling and get back where we are supposed to be? That's all I'm looking for. George in Canton. Hello there.
Greetings, Todd. Todd, I don't know if
you're trying
to stir the pile or not, but you know, the question to me seems like when I was in school, you'd ask a question like, well, do you walk to school or carry your lunch?
You don't think this is a reasonable question, whether people's loyalty. Remember during the campaign and Trump said, oh, if I shot somebody on Park Avenue, they wouldn't prosecute me. What he was saying was even he was shocked at the amount of loyalty people had to him. And I'm suggesting it's more important to be loyal to our system or government rather than to follow a politician, even if it's the great and mighty Donald Trump.
With all due respect, Todd, Trump is not a politician. He is what the founding fathers wanted, a businessman holding office. He is, you know, that TV show, restaurant remake or something, or bar makeover, where they come in and they take a disastrous business and turn it upside down. Well, nobody liked the guy doing it. It was just a job to be done. And Ed Koch, I've said it on this show before, said, if you agree with me on 7 out of 10 items, vote for me. If you don't, if you're...
Well, that's... But by the way, I've got to hold you right there because we're late for a break. But... 7 out of 10 items is good to vote for somebody. That doesn't mean you put them ahead of the Constitution. 860-522-9842. More coming up after news on WTIC. let's just clear up one little thing here. What is a politician? I looked it up. And a politician is somebody who runs for office or holds office. It's what you would expect. It's somebody like Donald Trump. That's pretty simple. A person who is professionally involved in politics, especially as a holder of or a candidate for an elected office. So just in order that we can use words effectively, we have to have a shared meaning. And Donald Trump is officially, by the definition, a politician. And my position is that politicians are tools of ours. Donald Trump is our hammer. We sent him to Washington in order to be the biggest, most brutal hammer on the ugliness of entrenched power in Washington, to smash into pieces the norms that the riggers love so much, except when they're violating those same norms. And he's good at that, but he's only our tool. And we can only trust our system when our system follows the rules of our system, which, of course, it doesn't do. So my question is, which are you loyal to, the American system of government or Donald Trump? And that's my logic in saying to you, you never trust a politician. What you can trust about politicians is that they're working in pursuit of their own self-interest. And we have to manage them to make sure they remember to also include a little bit of our interest there and that they follow the principles upon which our nation was built. 860-522-9842. And by the way, became the greatest nation in the history of the planet. Don calling from East Hartford. Hello, Don. Don, go ahead. Oh, where is Don? I was dying to talk to Don. I'll put you back on hold. Hopefully you just had to run inside and grab a cheeseburger or something. Let's try JR in Naugatuck. Hello, JR.
How are you doing, big guy? Listen, I got to kind of disagree with you a little bit, and normally I don't do this, but I don't think it's the time to focus on the warts of Donald Trump. I think that instead a more timely question is, who would you prefer to be as president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Which one would do the job best for this country?
Well, that was a timely question 2 months ago when we went to vote. But now we're 2 months beyond the election. That's no longer a relevant question. That's just kind of conversation, you know, reminiscing about the good old days. But Donald Trump is no longer going to be the president in 2.5 weeks or whatever it is.
Well, let's see. Are you in favor of continuing having him fight even to the last the better end, to see what his options are, like bring it into the legislative and
sorry, we lost you, JR. But JR was asking, am I in favor of him fighting the election results? And I guess I would say I don't really have any feelings on that. Whatever he does is fine. He's going to be gone in a couple of weeks. And that's reality. That's been reality. I told you months ago he was going to lose the election. I did. I told you when he started to challenge it, he can challenge this stuff. He's not going to win. That's not how power works. Power takes care of power. You can go to court all you want. Courts are not going to rule in your favor. If you want to find a strategy that works, find one that works. But this constant haranguing of the system, the system doesn't respond to that because the system protects power. You know, it's like going to the country club and trying to get them to throw out the golf balls and ban golf. They're just not going to do that. They don't do that. They protect the golf balls. You can't go to the powerful and say, get rid of the most powerful guy. Or rule in favor of the thing that would violate the way you guys all get your power. You can't do that. You can't go into the boardroom and say, well, you get the idea. 860-522-9842. JR, are you still there? Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I just think that they can. It's been tried before, and why not try it again?
I don't care. No, I've told you, it's fine if he wants to keep it. But he's going to be gone on the 20th or 21st, whatever the day is when the power changes over.
I'm more realist. I don't think that's the case. It could be, but it may not also. You know, and I'd like to give it a shot, you know, and try.
Well, that's fine.
If we can get him. But would you prefer?
But that's fine. That doesn't change the conversation that we're having here.
Well, the last question is, who do you think would be the best for America right now in Washington, including Trump?
Well, I don't even know that there's an option. Like, Trump is the only guy. I don't even know who. You know, if you were going to make a list of three people, I don't even know who number two and three would be. It's weird, isn't it? That's the situation we're in. Thank you, JR, for the call. Don, you there? I don't know what happened to Don's phone. All right, who's next here? Tom in Watertown. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you doing?
Thank you for the call, sir.
Yeah, but so I'm thinking about what you're saying, and the bottom line is the essence of what our Constitution was telling us in the first place, what our founding fathers were telling us in the first place, is there is no one man, woman, person in D.C. that is above the Constitution. That was what
exactly
the Constitution was written for.
Yes, exactly. Good
period.
Point.
End of story. And
yes.
The ultimate goal of our Constitution was to keep us away from ever having anyone above and above the Constitution.
Tom, limited government. What are you? Are you a American? Are you a civics teacher or something? This is beautiful.
No, I'm a carpenter.
That's the whole. The whole point is to be a nation of laws, which means the thing that protects us is our constitutional system. That's
correct.
What protects us, and we have to fight for that thing. And if we put men first, we're abandoning our system. Beautiful, Tom.
Exactly.
You must build really good stuff. You do fine carpentry, right? Like,
well,
like finish work.
I actually teach carpentry at one of our state school systems or state schools.
Uh huh. That's great.
So yeah, no, that's the essence of it. Is you got to remember, they wrote this right after we fought getting away from a king. We didn't want that again.
Yes, but it wasn't limited to that because they were students of this
right.
stuff, and they were coming out of the wisdom of the Enlightenment,
and I'll say this
thinking
well,
about all those great thinkers. Sorry, go ahead, Tom.
I'll say this as well, and this is kind of important because I say this to people. I ask this question, and they usually got to think about it for a few minutes, and very few come up with the answer. What is the most important word in the Declaration of Independence?
What is it?
The very first word.
We?
No, that's the Constitution. Declaration of Independence was
the Declaration.
When in the course of human events. Our founding fathers never gave us a date. They didn't tell us next week. They didn't tell us 60 years from now. They said when in the course of human events it would become necessary. They were brilliant, brilliant minds.
Yeah, they were. I want to hang around with carpenters from now on.
Well, it was great talking to you. But, yeah, no, that's in essence it. That was the essence of the Constitution was no one man, woman, person, anybody was over our constitutional system, period.
Well done, Tom. A nation of laws based on what premise? That all of us deserve equal protection under the law. That no man is more powerful than the laws. And we have to remember this in our zeal to support anyone, even Donald Trump. That's my point. The Constitution has to come first in my book. 860-522-9842. Do you disagree with that? Rick and Vernon. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Todd. I think what we're looking at this the wrong way. I mean, what if
the electors that were elected in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan were elected in an unconstitutional manner.
And let me continue you down the path. What if they were elected in an unconstitutional manner and you went to court to challenge and the court ruled against you? Then what? What's the next question?
The court hasn't looked at any of the evidence. And
Because the court is following the law. That's how the law is written.
It has absolutely nothing to do with picking electors. It all has to do with the legislature. That's it. Not the governor.
Exactly.
Not the executive branch.
So what recourse is there?
So the electors goes back to the legislature, and the legislature picks the electors.
Yeah, but where in the process, where is the leverage point in the process?
What do you mean?
Well, the way we reconcile differences in this country is we go to court. If you can't go to court, then what do?
But the court has nothing to do with elections. It all has to do with
I know. So then that's why I asked you the question I just asked you. Then what do you do?
So the legislature needs to step up and say what happened was wrong, and these are going to be the electors. That's why I think what might happen was Pence might send the swing states back to Pennsylvania, back to Wisconsin, back to Michigan.
The only reason anything might happen is if politicians who are virtually uniformly spineless, creeping little slimy characters.
I agree.
The only thing will happen is if they're intimidated into doing something that somebody's got the power to intimidate them into doing. But in terms of being a nation of laws, what you do is you follow through the systemic opportunities that are available. And if those don't work, then you say, okay, election's over. And we're getting to the point where the new president, Joe Biden, is going to be sworn in a couple of weeks. So time is short.
But what happened in Pennsylvania was illegal. It was the governor and the courts changed the voting laws. Illegal.
We're having a circular discussion now, which I understand because you're hung up on this point. But what I'm trying to move you onto, Rick, is that at some point, the respect for the constitutional system wins out. At some point, in a couple of weeks, Joe Biden gets sworn in as president, regardless of all this conversation that Trump's having, regardless of all the people who are supporting him, including you. And then we face, do we destroy our system? Do we follow this path, the Trump path? Do we follow it all the way down the rabbit hole? Or do we give it a shot and we say, okay, we see things we want fixed. We see matters we want addressed. Nobody will fix them. Nobody will address them. We've got to go to the long game. Plan B. Biden gets sworn in. We lick our wounds. We look at how wonderfully things turned out. Okay, Trump didn't win, but boy, oh boy, the nut jobs on the left didn't get full control of things, and Biden will be a weak president who can get very little, if anything, passed. That's good. Let's go back to work. If Trump is loyal to the Constitution, as we all should be, after Biden is sworn in a couple of weeks, he will go to work to fix the things over the long term through legislative changes that he thinks need to be addressed. 860-522-9842, the rant line number, 860-751-4698. We'll take more calls and continue this conversation in just a moment on WTIC. Yes, people in power always protect the system because the system is the thing that puts them into power and protects their power. That's why these things are tough to achieve, and that's why Joe Biden will absolutely be inaugurated on inaugural day. Don, East Hartford, hi.
Hey, Todd.
Thank you for calling back, sir.
Yes, I heard you saying that you voted for the president twice. Now I'm saying, didn't you see the sign that this man had no respect for the Constitution when you voted for him the second time? The first time I could understand, but the second time, all the signs were there that this man had no respect for the Constitution, that he was all about himself. And that is
yes, but Don, Listen,
yes.
Excuse me, let me answer.
Yeah.
Tell me what politician in America has respect for the Constitution.
Well, this one is blatant, Todd. This guy is,
yes.
I've never seen, I've been in this country
that's,
for 75 years.
But that's one of the things I love. That's one of the things I love about Trump. He is blatant. He does not cover up. He's not a slimy character who slithers around without making obvious what he's up to. Donald Trump confesses clearly everything he's doing. And that compare that to a Ned Lamont, say, who uses this carefully crafted language and this sweet talk to make sure you can't understand what he's up to. I take Donald Trump any day of the week. But so you can't say to me about any one guy, haven't you seen how bad he is? No, elections are binary things, Don. You sit there and you say, am I voting for A or am I voting for B? The Democratic Party is committed to the destruction of the American system of government. Their business model depends on it. They are the party of racism. They are the party of bankruptcy. They are the party of anti-constitution. I could never choose between Trump and that party and go for that party. That's impossible.
And that's why we're in the position we're in today, because, I mean, voters, like yourself, turn a blind eye to what's going on, and that's where we are.
No.
Where we are today.
No. I don't turn a blind eye. I just explain to you a rational, well-thought-through and well-articulated, I hope, reason for my position, because the Democrats want to destroy America and are doing a very good job of it because their business model demands it. So it's a no-brainer to vote for Donald Trump in that binary choice, Don. 860-522-9842. We're keeping this conversation going after news, so do stay with us. And don't forget to call the Rant Line, 860-751-4698. Always I would vote Donald Trump versus the Democratic Party. You have to do that. You have an obligation. So we're talking about, well, I started off with a question. Who are you loyal to? What are you loyal to? The Constitution of the United States, the American system of government, or Donald J. Trump? And I say, well, I voted twice for Donald Trump, but he doesn't have my blind loyalty. I will never give my blind loyalty to a politician. No, my loyalty, my blind loyalty. No, it's not even blind loyalty, but I'm totally devoted to the Constitution because I'm totally devoted to principles of small government and liberty. Those two things go hand in hand. Anybody who says grow the government the way the left is doing it with the help of Republicans, anybody who says they support that doesn't support the American system of government and doesn't support freedom. Those two things are opposites. Jason in Glastonbury, hello there.
Hey, how you doing, Todd? I had an electoral college question. From what I'm reading online, some of these states that have a Republican Senate and a Democrat governor that have contested the results of the election sent dueling sets of electors to Washington. Now, what would the vice president do in the situation where, say, Pennsylvania sends them an electors from the Republicans and the Democrats? From what I've read online, he would be obligated to set those states aside and not count them at all, which would leave neither candidate with 270.
And that would be good, you think?
I think it would be good that then, obviously, the election or the inauguration day would have to be pushed out beyond the 20th to clear this up. Because my issue is, just because the news tells you, you know, Trump claims fraud, but he doesn't show any. If you go out and do a little independent research, the level of fraud is unlimited. You would have to be in denial to think there's no fraud. So just because you can't.
Exactly. Well, hang on a sec. Hang on a sec, because we have to get to a break. But if you would hang around, I think you're raising some really good issues, Jason.
Okay.
And I'd like to be able to flesh it out a little better. All right. So essentially what Jason is saying is if there is a way to blow up the normal progression of the transfer of power. That is, delay the inauguration through constitutional electoral college means. He favors that maneuver as a way to achieve what, Jason? What is your goal?
I don't really have a goal. I'm just baffled at almost your perspective of, well, it's too late now. It's just because a judge, or you can't get a judge to hear your evidence, doesn't make the evidence vanish. I'm baffled.
No, that's look. I'm not. Let me deal with your bafflement. The reason I take this approach is because and why I asked the question that we're talking about, that is, do you give your loyalty to Donald Trump or to the Constitution? Because I want our system of government to be saved and restored and preserved. I don't want us to end up with or fighting in the streets and revolution and all that kind of stuff. I don't think that's constructive, and I don't think it leads to good outcomes. And if we do what you're suggesting, then we're blowing up the things, the structures that we depend on that give us a sense of solidity to our system. And after you do that, there's no telling what happens, in my mind.
Okay. Let me give you an analogy that I heard that I thought was spot on with this. If a group of people go in and rob a bank, and they get in their car and they got $1 million, and they get 2 miles away, the police don't stop looking for you because you've gotten away from the bank. The search continues. They're still looking for you. I can't.
Yeah,
I
that's
can't
not that. That's not a very good analogy.
The mentality now seems to be, well, it's too late. If the Democrats did cheat, they got away with it, and just suck it up. Be a Republican. Do what the Republicans have always done. And just try to be the good guy. I think we're beyond being the good guy.
I don't think it's got to do with being a good guy. Look, Donald Trump is the president of the United States, has been for 4 years, and also controls the Senate, and did for a period of time control both chambers.
Yes,
therefore,
he did,
he's been a very powerful individual. If he was concerned about election fraud in this country, which we've all known has been going on for decades, then he should have addressed it moving into the election. That's my first answer. He should have had us prepared for this.
What about the other 37 senators, Republican senators, that are just like, well, we don't want to know about it? Like, every person with a brain that can turn on their internet.
I don't necessarily.
No,
because you're not addressing my main issue, and your analogy on the bank robbery doesn't do the trick. The point is that it's the system of government or nothing in my book. And what you're saying is, if the system doesn't have a proper mechanism to address the problems with this election, then you're ready to go to war. And I'm just at a different level than you are on that. I don't want war.
I wasn't even, when I originally, my original was a question. I don't even know if what I'm proposing is constitutional. I don't know the Constitution.
Well, that's a separate issue. But the point is, you're saying let's go down that path if we can. And what I'm saying is that's a dangerous.
So you think that it's dangerous for the vice president to say, well, Arizona and Pennsylvania and whatever other states sent me two sets of electors. It's not my job to choose. I'm going to send that back to those states.
What I'm saying is whatever you propose that this could delay the inauguration. And if we got ourselves into a situation where we've already seen Democrats are willing to do absolutely anything to make sure that if they're stuck with a president they don't like, they'll destroy the presidency of that president. That's what they proved with Donald Trump. They don't care about the survival of the country. They care about their own control of power. And I don't want to set up a situation where our cultural and political sensitivities that hold us all together, the tenuous bond that gives us order in our country. I don't want to see that evaporate.
I understand.
In order to, so the, to me,
how
that's
you,
the thing.
What I'm saying is, at this point, how do you get the 75, I would say probably closer to 90 million people that voted for Trump to just say, well, they stole it from us. Oh, well. How do you know at this point the Republicans aren't going to be like, no way, because they're not Republicans. They're Trump.
Well, what I'm
They love
what,
you,
what I'm recommending.
How do you get those people to crawl back into their hole and not start a
that's
civil
why,
war?
That's why we're having this conversation. Thank you, Jason, for the call and for the extended conversation. It's really important stuff that you're bringing up. And my answer is that's why we're having this conversation. We should be devoted to the American system of government in front of the needs of any politician or the needs of those who feel that they were wronged in this election. Maybe there's a hole in our system of government that simply doesn't provide good enough remedies for dealing with a stolen election in this kind of situation. And if that's the case, well, then it comes down to politics, comes down to what is there, what's doable. And in past situations, John F. Kennedy is widely viewed as having stolen the presidency with his father buying votes in Chicago and New York City. Richard Nixon looked at it, thought about fighting it, shrugged his shoulders and said, that's not going to work. I'm not going to do that to the country. Or at least that's the fable. But it's a good fable. It's one we should consider with regard to our own sense of what is important. In history, these moments have come up before. Maybe not public moments, but Donald Trump is the one who's made it public. Donald Trump is the one who thinks that the preservation of his presidency, I believe he thinks this, takes precedence over America. And he's willing to push it to the nth degree because that's how ruthless he is in his pursuit of power. And I don't say that as a criticism. That's what I like about Donald Trump. That's what made him an effective tool for us. But that's the situation we're in. I think we've got to be realistic about it. I don't want to blow up our system over another 4 years for Donald Trump, which isn't going to happen. I lack the imagination to see any way Donald Trump will get another 4 years, except, which would be a great remedy, sit around for 3 years and run again and get elected. That's how he gets another term. 860-522-9842. 860-522, I said that number. Let me give out the rant line number. 860-751-4698. The rant line is always there for you. And this is a good time to use it to get your opinion in on this conversation. Ben calling from East Hampton. Hello, Ben.
Oh, hey, Todd. Hey, I'm a first-time caller to any show.
Well, thank you for jumping in. I'm glad we got you provoked.
So I'll say that loyalty to the Constitution is first, but at the same time, I think loyalty to the Constitution, well, the Constitution does support fair and honest elections. And if we cannot have fair and honest elections, then I think the Constitution is not worth the paper it's written on.
Well, but the paper it's written on is designed to provide processes through which, first of all, power is diffused. Because power is so dangerous, the founders were looking and saying, dare we create a government? How can we create a government in good conscience when we know that all of the world's evils were caused by governments? And they said, well, we're going to put chains on our government to make sure no single person or no single section of the government can have too much power, and that everything it wants to do, it must fight over. And that's how they designed it. So part of that includes an understanding that the remedy for this might be a 20-year project.
The President Trump is following the Constitution because the Constitution allows, when the electors get together, they can, the states and the senators, the House of Representative members can, contest it.
But do you believe that Trump is cautious of and concerned about the long-term sustainability of the Constitution, or is he concerned about the long-term sustainability of his presidency?
Well,
you think takes priority, and to what degree do you think he considers the Constitution?
Well, I'll speak for myself. I don't want to wait 100 years for this to get corrected.
So you want the fast and reckless approach, even if that means burning up our system of government?
Yes, I'll go that far.
Okay. Wow.
This time. And I think that Vice President Pence would hold the count until January 18th, and then Biden and Harris will be out.
Wow. Okay, Ben. So you predict that the next president of the United States will be the same president.
Yes.
Second verse, same as the first.
Yes.
Okay. Ben, you're the first person who's actually, I think, on the side that you're on, answered the question. So I commend you for that. That was a great call from Ben. Ben says he's willing to see it all go down the tubes. He doesn't care. He wants Trump to get a second term. And we differ. But the important thing is not whether we differ or not, but that we can understand the terms of the conversation, the risks involved, and be able to flesh it out, which we just did. So I love that. Thank you, sir. 860-522-9842. Justin West Haven. Hello there, Justin.
Yes, it's Dustin. How are we doing?
Well, how are you doing? That's the question. What is your reaction to this conversation?
Well, my reaction basically to the previous conversation about the Republican, how there's a branch off to the Democrats, I'm thinking, why don't we start the Patriot Party to be a branch off of the spineless Republican? Because we need to start taking our country back and to the Constitution. I'm a very big constitutionalist, and that's my law. Second Amendment right is our God-given right, and the First Amendment right should be our right, too. And the Democrats are stealing that away from us by doing what they're doing with this election. And I have become famous on TikTok somewhat. I got about 5,000 followers.
Wow, that's great.
Going at me. They're all going at me saying I'm a loyaltyist. I know I say the word wrong, but and I'm only going by one guy. I'm like, how can that be when I have my father, who's a Navy veteran for 21 years, who taught me a lot. And I love my country and I love my land and I will do anything to protect it. But I don't want to do what the Democrats want us to do. I don't want us to go against each other. We need to be united, and that's what everyone's forgetting, and they're fighting.
Wait, so your idea, I just want to be clear, your idea for how to unite us is to fight with Trump to the finish to be able to make sure he stays in office?
To a point, but my main thing is we need to get the corruption and abolish it, and the only way we can do it is if Trump wins, because Trump's the only guy for 4 years that actually got up and said, hey, this isn't right. Let's fix it now.
So your devotion to the Constitution is so great that you're willing to destroy it in order to save it.
I would never destroy it. No. So, all right. The Constitution.
Well, I asked you that question a minute ago, and you said yes.
I apologize. I said it wrong. I apologize completely because we should go to a T on the Constitution. That's what I meant to say from the get-go.
Okay, so so the Constitution provides no specific remedy for the confusion that goes on over the election right now. Therefore, we have to depend on, I think, the relationships of power, you know, the different branches of government doing what they can do and making sure that they defer to the limits. And that would lead naturally to, in 2 weeks and a few days, the new president being sworn in, the new vice president being sworn in, and this process of disputing, however the dispute, whatever form it's going to be in, and whatever format that will be in, that would take place over the long term moving forward. And that would be the only way I can see that we do what you're suggesting and preserve the Constitution.
Gotcha. I totally understand. I agree with you. It's going to take a lengthy time, and at the end of the day, the fraud's going to be shown to the Democrats. But the main thing is I don't want diversity. I want unity, and that's my biggest thing. As me being a constitutionalist, I am I'm to a T.
Yeah, so I've got you, Justin. I'm going to hang you right. I'm going to hold you right there. You made your point, and you made it well, and I thank you for taking the time to do it. Sam Glastonbury, hello there.
Hey, Todd, are you a little bit nervous about what Donald Trump is doing?
Sam, do you have a reaction to our question?
Well, yes, I do.
Okay,
Donald
go ahead.
Donald Trump, to my opinion, is testing the Constitution as we speak. He's testing it.
Yeah, well, I
and
think
I
that's
want,
true. He's
I
testing.
I want him to go forth and continue.
Why? What is the benefit that you think might come?
Well, me and you both agreed that there was a lot of massive fraud going on in the country. It's in our gut. We can sense it.
But what do you want to have happen?
I want him to continue to test it, and I would prefer that he'd win over. Over Joe
Biden. Went over as in? Well, but
maintain
do, his what price are you willing to pay in terms of the destruction of our system of government, maybe provoking a meltdown, a revolution? Are all those things fine for you?
It's not going to go that far.
Well, we don't know where it's going to go. You mess around with the things that hold us together. If you start diluting the glue that connects us, then everything's possible. 860-522-9842. We'll talk more about this after news. WTIC, thanks for being here. Thank you for being square. Thank you for being fair. Anything that rhymes, I will throw it out there. So the question is, are you with Trump or the Constitution first? And to me, this is the essential discussion that we're having, that the key to this whole ballgame is we can't put a politician ahead of the founding concepts upon which our country was built, because those are the things that are incredible. Mike, you want to play that little cut? We've had a little, we've chatted a bit about this comment that Trump once made, which I haven't heard in years, so let's hear it.
The people, my people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
All right. So he started off, it sounded like, saying he was quoting somebody else, but then took it over and made it his own statement as a fact. But either way, what he's saying is he's got a lot of loyalty. And my reaction to that is we should be loyal first to notions of liberty and the small government that is necessary in order to have any liberty. Without that, we have nothing. Nothing. John Weathersfield, hi.
Yes, Todd. I have a correction. When you said that Trump said that he can be on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and his supporters will still support him, he didn't actually say that. He was quoting a report that came out. So he was actually quoting the newspapers.
Well, we just listened to it, and it might not have communicated through the phone line to you, but we just listened to it immediately before you came on. And he started off by saying... He started off by saying, well, they say about me, the polls do. And then he took ownership of it. You could tell he was kind of bragging. He was saying it pridefully, and it switched over, in my mind, to being his comment. But it's not a big deal either way. He was quoting it in order that he could say that about himself because he believed it to be true.
Okay. So now my other issue is more about, you know, the whether if it's the if it's the country or if it's Trump. Now, there's no man that's above the Constitution. I totally agree with that. But, like, with him fighting for this and all that, it's because he knows that he's the best man for this country right now. And that's why he's fighting. He's terrified of what Biden and what the liberals are going to do with this country. That's why he's fighting so hard. He's fighting for us. And another thing is...
Yes, but you can't fight for something so much because you love it so much and you're going to destroy it in order to, so you can be the guy to run it because you're convinced you're the best one. Even though the election hasn't worked out the way in your favor, then I don't know what your, you know, that's a pretty circular argument that doesn't leave much victory for anybody, John. Thank you for the call, sir. Rock and roll, baby. Thank you so much for being here. Tuned in and tantalized by the conversation, by the intellectual rigor of what we discuss. Rant line number 860-751-4698. We do the rants in a half an hour. And I'm looking at the time to see who's next here. It looks like Mark is next. Hey there.
Hello. I guess I'm having a hard time following the conversation, given that there's a clear process for how each state's supposed to hold an election. And mm-hmm. if that wasn't followed, that's where you start to see the breakdown in the Constitution. Now, there's a process.
Well, why? Why, if the process is controlled by the states, is if each state has the sovereignty over...
Because they didn't follow their own process.
Well, what's the remedy in the Constitution for a state that makes its own process and then doesn't follow it?
So that's where the process is coming into play exactly right now. They get to dispute what those votes are that are being brought forth.
And what disputes have been resolved as of yet? Which ones have gone to court and been ruled on?
That's not where it's happening. It's happening tomorrow or, you know, when they bring the House and Congress together. That's what
okay.
the process is. So when they get...
Well, so that's great. I have no problem with the process that's going on. All I'm saying is there's zero chance that the political process that is going on right now will lead in a couple of weeks to Donald Trump as opposed to Joe Biden being sworn in as president. That's all.
That's
my opinion on this, that it's incredibly naive to and second, that this is destructive over the long term to making sincere, valid arguments that could get somewhere over the long term about how elections are rigged in our country and how they are manipulated through politics.
That's where you see that if you're going to see a series of states not follow that process per the Constitution, again, this is where the states all agreed upon what the process was going to be back when it was becoming the Union, that they had a bailout. That's a choice to belong to the Union. That's where you're seeing the language come out of Texas on if they're not going to follow it, then they're not going to be a part of the Union any longer. And that's where you
who's not going to follow what?
If those states that agreed to follow a process to be a part of the Union and how they would hold elections, if they're not going to do it, it's a choice to continue to belong to that Union.
If they're not going to do it, if who's not going to do what?
If each of those states that agreed to become a part of the Union essentially become a part of a federal organization, which is now.
So you're saying that Texas wants to leave because the other states aren't following their own rules.
They're not following those rules, which are a part of what is.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We need to add to this that aside from just this election, this has been an evolution. We have been drifting for so long. And what you're seeing come up now is people are so frustrated that you're starting to see us reach a point where we've got those straws piling up that you're finally breaking the camel's back. It hasn't been.
Yes, you're right. And I agree with you. Hang on, because that's such a good point. That's really the crux of this conversation right now.
This
has been building for a long time. And the question is, what do we do with that frustration? Do we just throw our hands up in the air and say we're not going to put up with it anymore, we're going to blow up the system, or are we going to hold the Union together and figure out long-term how to resolve this thing?
I don't think you can resolve it. That's the issue, because we've become, remember, the founders were very anti-federalist, and we have become such a massive, you know, federal government.
Yes.
That
yes, and by the way, this is why we sent Trump to Washington, because he was viewed by us, I think, as a tool through which we could break up this cabal that keeps growing the anti-American American system of government, turning it on its head and making it the opposite of what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and now I think it's better if we just follow it. I don't think that we see it as needing to be him. I think what you've seen is he's become the tool, and now there's several people that are willing to actually maybe step in or continue to move this forward. So it's actually...
Yeah, it just concerns me, Mark, if people can't have a rational conversation about it like you and I have. You know, I get these calls from people saying that that they can't listen to me because I'm not loyal to Trump. And that's the point I wanted to challenge. We've got to be loyal to America.
Yeah, well, whether it's I guess I struggle with the America of today or the America of before. You know, I am with you on the Constitution.
Either you're going to use our system government as it exists today to bring us back, or you're going to say bye-bye America. And that would be a huge tragedy that the world would never recover from. And that's why I wanted to have this conversation. And Maria, Rocky Hill. Hi, Maria.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, you person with a delightful accent.
Oh, thank you very much. So I am listening to your callers, and they're making their point. And you said, are you for the Constitution or Trump? Well, I'm for Trump. We don't have an America. If Biden takes over, we'll have a socialistic country. We won't have the America that we all dream about, the free America.
Hold on one sec. I want to address that with you, Maria. We've been, the left has been working for 100 years vigorously and relentlessly since Roosevelt to undo our system of government. Why is the weakling, Joe Biden, who won't have any political power in Washington, he won't have control of Congress, he won't be able to push through legislation, why is he the big threat after the social programs of LBJ and Roosevelt and the radicalism taking over the Democratic Party in general? Why is he such a big threat?
He's not the threat. It's the people that will be running this country that will be the threat. He's just going to be a figurehead. He's not going to have...
Well, wait a sec. Who's going to run the country when Joe Biden is president?
The people that put Biden in place, in office.
And who?
He didn't do it by himself. The deep state...
Well, who put him in office? Be specific.
Oh, I believe there is a deep state running very strong in this country that want their system of government to be ruling here. I think.
Well, but isn't it still the same thing? If Joe Biden is president for 4 years, say, and Trump runs and wins again and becomes president in 2024, why would America be so much worse off after the Biden presidency?
Because Trump will never, they'll never let a Republican be president again. Ever.
Really?
Yes, I really believe that, Todd. I think it's either do or die. And I will do whatever I do, whatever I can do to help. If he has to do what they've done to him, they've cheated everything the way they can. So, you know, tit for tat. I know that's awful, but that's the way I feel about it. He's got his one chance. Keep going at it. I'm for him. Whatever he can do to keep, he's got to do it now or never. I'm sorry.
How do you feel about the fact that his presidency was essentially kidnapped and ruined by the deep state, so that we've really already gotten to the point you're talking about?
He wasn't ruined. Why? Because he's for the people of the United States. He's done a lot for our country and let it keep going.
Yes, but look at what they did to him, how they harassed him, how they had a phony scandal so they could. How James Comey, the FBI director, manipulated to get a special counsel appointed. So given all that, what kind of glory do you think it's possible to have with a Republican in office?
Oh, I think it'd be a whole different ball game. He comes in office for the next 4 years. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a different ball game. I do. I think it's taken 4 years, yes, to understand what's going on, but he knows a lot more than he's even telling right now. And
Maria, I this is the best conversation we've ever had, and I thank you very much for it. Maria, I think, brought us to the point where there is a disconnect between us. And I put the blame on me for this, which you'll be happy to hear. I don't imagine things in such vivid terms, but I can see where Maria's coming from, and I certainly can see what they did to the Trump presidency and how deeply entrenched the power is that has wanted to destroy Trump from before he became president, and the fear that they had of him. So I'm on board with all that. If you agree with what Maria just said, I'd like to hear a little amplification from your perspective, because this is something I hadn't really considered in those terms. I'm a little slow on the uptake, I guess. Joe in New Hampshire. Hi, Joe.
I'm calling today just to put everybody on notice. There's a good chance after tomorrow Nancy Pelosi will be the interim president of the United States. President Trump is going to go to the House and address the House tomorrow afternoon with hard evidence that he's obtained recently that two foreign countries manipulated and facilitated voting fraud through the internet. And there'll probably be some people taken into custody. There's going to be a constitutional crisis. The million plus people in Washington, D.C. tomorrow at a rally, it's going to be pretty bad. And I would advise everyone out there tomorrow morning, cash out your stock market holdings into cash and wait to see how it plays out. That's really all I have
well,
to say.
Wouldn't you advise then that the president not go to Congress and give the speech in the Capitol that he's planning to give?
Well, he has hard evidence that he's going to present to the country through the Congress. Now, the Democrats may all walk out when he gets up there, but that's okay. He can give his hard evidence as to.
No, but you're saying he's going to be locked up. He's going to be taken away and locked up. Is that what you said?
No. I'm saying he is going to present the hard evidence he's obtained recently.
And then what happens after he presents it?
Well, it'll be pretty obvious to the country that our election.
I'm just asking you to restate what you said, because you said Nancy Pelosi would be president tomorrow.
Well, it'll be a
constitutional crisis. I'm curious how that.
It's they won't be able to validate the electoral vote, and she's next in succession. If they don't have a president or vice president on January 20th, she would be in succession.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate hearing from you, Joe. 860-522-9842. See how complicated this gets, these scenarios? I just want us to have our country. And maybe that's not. Maybe the people who say it's so far gone, it only is an illusion at this point. Maybe that's true. But still, I think the best way to proceed is to try to hold it together and then work through whatever these underlying power struggles and crises are. Joe calling from Weathersfield. Hey, Joe.
Hey, so I've been listening to everybody, and I've been listening to the points that you've made, Todd. And for me, it seems like there's a lot of kind of wish casting that's happening. I feel like right now the states did everything constitutionally where they certified their electors. Obviously, there's a lot of things that might seem suspicious, but the process played out in a way, as you mentioned, that's played out before, like in 1960, where it's
right.
It remains to be seen, but, you know, there's a lot of thoughts that, you know, Kennedy stole the election. Same thing can be harkened back to 1876, where they had to have a compromise in 1877, where three states didn't even certify their electoral votes. I just don't see anything happening this go around that would lead to something happening like that, unless, you know, people on the GOP side disregard the proxies. And I'm hearing a lot of understandable angst about a lot of the mail-in ballots, but that's not following the process if you're going to throw out the votes of, you know, all the people who voted for Biden. I mean, you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes. Yes, you're saying that people want to, if they want to follow the American system has ways of dealing with these things, and those remedies are playing out right now, and Joe Biden will be inaugurated in a couple of weeks.
Right, but in addition to that, though, there needs to be serious reform that remains to be seen if the Democrats will go along with it. But, I mean, we should make Election Day a national holiday. We really should not have mail-in ballots.
Well, the mail-in ballots are an election rigging scheme. You're right on that. Thank you for the call. It's good to get that balance in there. 860-522-9842. More of this and the Rant Line coming up next hour after news.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.